This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, a very quick quiz now, the Marketplace quiz. The true global trade nerds among you will know the answer to this one. Our number one trading partner in terms of total trade. Anyone? Anyone? No, it's not China. It's not Mexico. It's not Japan. Our biggest single trading relationship is with Canada, a country that will very soon have very different political leadership. Justin Trudeau and his Liberal Party crushed Stephen Harper's Conservatives in elections yesterday. So Marketplace's Mark Garrison looks at what that shift in power might mean economically, both for them and for us.
Canada's big economic problem is that oil and other commodity prices are in the dirt. Trudeau says his administration's willing to go into debt to stimulate the economy.
Well, one thing that was really signaled in the campaign was a desire to invest a lot more in public infrastructure.
Glenn Hodgson is chief economist at the Conference Board of Canada, a nonprofit research firm.
Like the U.S., we've seen our public infrastructure kind of atrophy over maybe 25 years. It's everything from sewer systems to roads to bridges to ports.
Unlike the Obama administration, which has long called for far more infrastructure spending, Canada's new government can make it happen.
The Liberals want a really, really strong majority, surprisingly strong majority government, so they can pass through our parliament almost anything they want.
But they can't build the Keystone XL pipeline without U.S. support. It would carry Canadian crude through America. In general, politicians on America's left don't want it, while those on the right do. But it's more complicated in Canada. Both Trudeau and his conservative opponent backed the pipeline, as University of Victoria professor Lindsay Tedds explains.
The Liberals do support Keystone XL. The belief is that it will create jobs and growth.
It's a lost cause while President Obama is in office, but expect Trudeau to raise the issue again, especially if a Republican takes the White House. The more immediate issue facing the two countries is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the trade deal being finalized now. Jeremy Cronick is with the C.D. Howe Institute, a think tank in Toronto.
He's a pro-free trade party, so my guess is he will sign it. So I'm not sure there'll be a huge change on the trade perspective.
I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.